Okay. So a few ha'arot last week, but we're not going to dwell on it because we'll move really to Bona, Binyan, Bekalim. But we were in the middle of discussing Asiyas Oel on Shabbos, and we had discussed the machlokas between Tosfos and Rashi to the extent to which Oel Arai, the focus is the tent part of it, is the wall part of it. We discussed some of that. We mentioned that one of the sort of classic modern machlokot that arises in the context of Bona is the umbrella machlokas, which was... Okay, the umbrella machlokas. The Nadi Yehuda came out and said, the parasol is usur. Now, admittedly, his parasol looked nothing like our umbrella. I mean, it does. It's an umbrella. But, like, you read the description, like, you have to, like, build it with all types of, like, I don't know, circular, I don't know, wooden pieces. You read it, right? The very sort of tight thing. Now, he said it was usur. For many reasons, he was choshesh that it was a daraisa, based on a diok in the Rif, that if something is without getting the whole discussion, and many of the achronim pushed back on him. I didn't want to get into everything, but I did give you just the Chai Adam in 27, and because the Chai Adam is very important, the Chai Adam suggests something that becomes very important in Psak, which is that the reason that an umbrella is usur, even though there's many svarot lahakel, namely, it's temporary, it's movable, and, you know, it should be like kisei treskel, which is the folding chair that the Gemara discusses, and in general, we talked about this notion, the derech tashmisha, when you use something which meant to be used that's not building, so an umbrella should be mutter. Chayadim says, he said, not only is an umbrella temporary, not only is it made for this, but it doesn't even have walls. So why is it usur? Because it's nase litzel. And many of the Acharon and Paskin like this position of Chayadim, that when something is made specifically for shade, that makes it too much like an ohel, so that even if it's missing a lot of the other features, since you intended to function as an ohel, it doesn't matter if it doesn't look like one. And therefore, they're only willing to entertain the kulot that, oh, this ohel doesn't have walls, and it's temporary, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, if it's not really an ohel. So, for example, the classic cases which are mutter are a table, right? You're allowed to open a folding table on Shabbos. It makes an ohel underneath. Doesn't matter. It isn't usur l'masha tachtav, right? And therefore, even if it technically, yes, you know, a kid could go under it, pretend that it's an ohel, right? It's not an ohel. That's not, if you put it up, the shame ohel, that might be a different story, but you put it up to be your Shabbos table, or you have extra guests, you put out a folding table, and your kid climbs under it, big deal. It's eino usur l'masha tachtav. The ashtender, right? A shtender, can I put up a shtender? Besides for the problem of the bolts and the whatever, right? Aren't I making an OL underneath? The poskim saying, no, it's eino osur lemasha tachlev. You're not making it for sale. But if you make it for sale, that might make it worse, and that's position the Chayadim. And he says, v'chayn yesh osrim litin barosho b'shabes breitel o kaflush. And he said, what does this create? This creates the chumrah of those who don't want to wear a hat. Kevan shibolet tefach, l'kol shekein da'asur l'hachsek v'yado l'yos tzel arosh mashkorin dachil o parlesik mitriya. And that's why it's usher to use an umbrella. Shere ose ol betchila.
It's not limited to
sail. Rain. No, it's meaning it's meant for protection. Yeah, for protection from the elements, essentially.
So parasol originally was against the sun.
I'm going to tell you a story in 2 minutes. Okay. Next source. So the Gemara here. Okay. Let's just skip to in this Gemara, right, the bottom two lines. Where does the Chai Adam get this hat notion? So the Gemara says that Amar of Sheshes Brei Davidi Haisia Nashari, this hat is mutter on Shabbos, right? Marsia Nasser. But don't we know that it's Asr? So Lokasha, this pay tefach, the list pay tefach. So where it says, depends, does it have a tefach brim or not a tefach brim? Elameyata Shavar Beglima Tefach Achanami de Mechayev. So what if I just take my hood and I hold it over my head? Is that also usher? The Gemara said, no, glokasha, the miyadak, the lo miyadak. This is tight and this isn't tight. So the Rishonim argue, what exactly is the implications of the sugya of Sianan? Rashi says that the issue of Siena, you got it? Shkoyach. The issue of Siena is an issue of of carrying. It's a gzeira of carrying, right? The Gemara had a hava mina that it was about ohel. But once the Gemara said the difference is miadak or lo miadak, right? Whether it's tight or not, the Gemara moved away shkayach. The Gemara moved away. So on this one, it is, on this one, it's just number three, right? We're up to number three. So Rashi just says, once we move to miadak and lo miadak, the Gemara rejects the notion that a hat is ohel. And instead, the Gemara is arguing that the reason you can't wear a hat on Shabbos outside, where there's an Eruv, is because of gzeira that you might carry. And the Gemara says, what's the solution? Miadak. Just wear a tight hat that won't fly off in the wind. So it's less likely that you'll end up running after it and carrying it, birshus harav. And that's the position of Rashi. But rov Rishonim, meaning basically everybody except for Rashi, not everybody, majority of Rishonim, you see it already there in Tosfos, tells you that no, a hat is aser on Shabbos with a tefach, if the, because it is a portable ohel, and therefore it's an older rabbanan. That's the vision of Tosfos. And Shulchan Aruch paskins that way in three. Kova shumit bashesh la'an rosho tefach. If you have a hat with a brim, which is a tefach long, asher l'nichab rosho afil babayit mishum ohel. It's asher to wear it even inside because of an ohel. That's the position of Shulchan Aruch. That's the position of Rav Rishonim. Why are they so machmir? It's temporary. It's al ha'adam. Like, in what way does this resemble it? So as Chayadam tells you, it's because the Rishonim feel that something which is made litzel, that is made to functionally be like an ohel, is usher. Now the Mishnah Berurah writes, I won't read it inside, but you can. It's pretty straightforward. Mishnah Berurah says, aye, then why is the minhag ha'olam, not the minhag ha'olam, but the minhag ha'olam, to wear hats on Shabbos, right? Okay, but there is clearly in the Nagna foods to wear hats, right? Until whatever 1950s, 60s, everyone wore hats, and that was just the way it is. And now, you know, still pretty prevalent for people to wear hats. So two reasons: one is that despite the fact that Rov Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch Paskin that wearing a hat is midin ohel, the Eliyahu Rabba says that we have the right to Paskin like Rashi that it's only a gzeira of carrying, and therefore if you wear a tight hat, right, or there's an Eruv or whatever, then it wouldn't be a problem. That's one. And two is that most of them are soft brim. Now, that doesn't help you for all of them, but for most of them, at least the, right, like a classic fedora has a soft brim, and therefore it's not miadak, or it's not tight enough. If that's what you think the word miadak means, then in order for it to be an ohel, it needs to be firm, right, since a fedora sort of like is a bit flappy, right, or whatever, it's not firm. You can move it and it won't break, and it'll just bend.
But usually it's not moving by itself.
Correct. So Rachel Chiner is like, he's like, yeah, he doesn't buy that, right? Now, to be fair, there are people who are machmir to only have short-brim hats. Yesh davar kaze, there are such people. Briskers often are machmir on this, and they will only have short-brim hats. Yet, many yekas only have short-brim hats, but I don't know if that's halach or style. I don't know.
Right? When I see them have no brim.
So some of them have no brims, some have the wider brims.
Some have, no, I'm talking about the fur.
Oh, I mean that, yeah, the fine. So in a Hanami. Yeah, in a Hanami. I will note, though, that if you think the reason you're allowed to wear a hat is because we paskin like Rashi, so then a baseball cap is also mutter. If you think the reason that we're makil is because the brim is soft, right, a baseball cap should be usser, right, because it's clearly more than a tefach and it's firm. Right.
What about the reason why you wear the hat? So like if I wear it because it's a fashion.
Right. So people who put on a baseball hat on Shabbos because it's raining outside, that's mamash.
No.
Right.
It's
no, but I'm saying that that's what,
like it's, today it's like a fashion to go like with a baseball hat
on Shabbos.
Every day. a lot of kids go with like.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, look, the Gemara doesn't distinguish, but the reason is because the hat also serves that function. I don't know. I don't know. But anyways, but halacha l'maaseh, that's what you're gonna. That's what would be yotzei. Now again, most poskim, the Mishnah Berurah tells you minhag ha'olam is to be mekel because minhag is to be mekel like the Eliyahu Rabba. But if you want to be make it, if you want to be machmir like Shulchan Aruch, sheteida. Right, that would mean probably that a baseball cap is usher. Yesh ladun. It's a bit unclear because depending on how you read it, a sefer at Trumos' understanding. I didn't even get back into this, but when I learned the sugya like in YU, I remember that there is a bit of a deun in the sefer at Trumos and how to understand Rashi. And you would have to try to figure out, because the brim does curve at a certain point, but on the side and not going front, there is, it's quite, you have to figure out exactly where the tefach is supposed to be. So there are ways of reading Rashi. It wouldn't be true, but I don't want to get into that. The minhag ha'olam is to be mekel. You won't catch me with a baseball hat on Shabbos, but I'm a brisker, I'm a macher, and everything, like on everything. But whatever. Shine. Yeah.
If we're going to hold like Rashi in terms of the lumdus, do you have the ability to reject Chai Adam's statement? Chai Adam is arguing that.
Correct. So if you're going to say that we paskal like Rashi's, then yacholiyot that we'd be Romekel.
You could be in terms of an umbrella.
Oh, Rahman al-Itzlah. No.
No.
Okay, so I should, in parentheses, this was the wrong one this last week. It still has some of it. But anyway, in brackets though. Halach l'mais in terms of umbrellas, no one will ever be mekel for you. It will never happen. Why? Because it became the symbol of the reform. And therefore, even the Chassam Sofer who says, oh, it's mutter or mekar adin, because they didn't have umbrellas in the Mishkan. Something like that.
It does say that it's mutter if it's open already.
What? So some people say, well, it's open already, but then it's also mishum maris ayin. Right? Post can get into it. It's also mishum maris ayin. It's usher because you look like a reformer. So no post will actually l'maisa tell you it's mutter. Nowadays, I don't know what people would have said. At this point, no one will tell you because that's it. Even though the Chazanish says it is mutter, right? The Chazanish says it should be mutter, but you can't do it. Rachman al-Litzlan, you can't go against it. Lamaisa. You can't do it. But many poskim, as you note, Mikrad didn't think the notice is wrong because it's you carry it by yad, because it's a tres scale. They don't buy the chayadim of Asur Litzel. You're right. No, in a Hanami. Adam's right, is that most poskim reject the Nodeb Yehuda Mekra Adin. They just, out of deference, Nodeb Yehuda, and not to be a reformer, they say you can't use an umbrella on Shabbos. But that also indicates that we seem to reject the Sheet of the Chai Adam. If you poskin, you can't wear, if you think you can't use an umbrella, Mekra Adin, like the Chai Adam, because that's a late sale, so then you would poskin like Shulchan Aruch. Not like Rashi, not like the Eliyahu Rabbah, and say that hats are also Mekra Din, and then again the Chomer would come out with the baseball cap, the Chadome. I'll tell you once. So here's the story. It was more than 2 minutes, but I'll tell you the story anyways. I remember I once went. I won't say where I was, but went to shul, and somebody was there with mamish a hat. I mean, kacha, and I'm like, what is that? You know, and she said, I have an allergy to sun. So I need to wear a hat that's big enough so the sun doesn't hit my skin. I'm like, oh my God. Now, in a palm, Asur Litzel, she's telling you, she's wearing an OL on her head. L'shem OL. I'm like, oh. Aura's like, don't say anything. Don't say anything. Let her rely on Rashi. Like, just don't say anything. I didn't say anything. Now I've gotten it out of my system. I've kept it in. So this was the first, like, this was years ago. So I've kept it in now for many years. Okay. Fine. So those are.
What?
Is like firm or tight.
Yeah, but on what? What is it?
Well, that depends. If you think it's about carrying, so it's firm on your head. If you think it's about OL, it's firm. Well, as that the brim is firm, correct. No. So, I should have clarified that. If you think it's like Rashi, that it's about carrying, so then firm means firm on your head. If you think it's about OL, then it's firm, meaning the brim is firm, right? Because then it looks like an OL. If it's flappy, right, then even if it's big, it's not usher. Now, there are a million nafkaminas to this. So I'm just going to throw out some of them. So, for example, things that are clearly mutter that the post can bring up. As the Gemara already said, holding your hood over your head is mutter because it's loose and it's going to fall apart as soon as your hands move it. Therefore, making the chuppah for chasen brachos, right? Chasen tar chasen brachos with a talis. All the poskim mention this and say that is clearly mutter, right? It's in your hand and it's loose, right? You're just holding the talis out, right? That's mutter, even though it's.
It's indoors.
What?
It's indoors.
So again, according to Shulchan Aruch, the hat thing is usher even inside. Right, but they're saying even according to Shulchan Aruch, the talis is fine because it's just like the talis, it's like the hood over your head. That's explicit in the Mara. Many of the poskim say that since the only reason we're machmir, if you think we are only machmir on umbrellas because it's we don't want to be reform, and it's a whatever, it's a historical thing. So then the poskim say havod lo losifilas. So some poskim will tell you that an umbrella is aser. But the umbrella on your porch is mutter. Why is the umbrella on your porch mutter? It's the exact same thing. Okay, but it's not the exact same thing, because really we think it's mutter. Elamai, we don't do it. But no, it didn't talk about the an umbrella over your lawn, you know, your lawn furniture, your deck furniture. And therefore, if you think it's asr mekra din, so nachanami, it'd be asr. But if you don't think it's asr mekra din, so it's mutter. If you want to be machmir, so what you can always do is you can leave it at tefachat before Shabbos. If you leave it at tefachat before Shabbos, it's mosif al oho, which we already discussed last week, it's fine. So if you leave it a few inches out, but you don't roll it all the way up, so then that will be mutter. Another issue people talk about is the awning on baby carriages, right? Are you machmir? The Chazon Ish says, no, we don't paskin like the Nodav Yehuda, even though Nodav Yehuda might be machmir, right? We don't make Radin paskin like him. So it's only when it's actually an umbrella, that's the minog, so we're machmir. But on the baby carriage, right? We're not machmir. Other poskim say, no, you have to leave it open. The pashtus that's not true of the one that's always firmly attached, because even if it's firmly attached, presumably even though the Yehuda would be mekil, because it's like, we discussed this briefly last week, that's like the what?
The shluck.
With the chut, right? Meaning, when there's that string that's already there, so the halacha is you can be mekil, because it's clear you're just expanding and closing it, so that might be fine. Though what might be more problematic, right, that was the string already attached on the string attached on the, what's it called? On the window shade, right? The window shade thing, right? That the chod meshicha we mentioned last week, that's another of the kulos in Erevin, that once there's a string and everyone sees that it's temporary, you're just opening, so that's another kula, that might be different. But many poskim are machmir, again, this is a machlokes, if you put the, like the netting, you know, sometimes you put like a bug netting over it, that's not attached before Shabbos. So some poskim are actually machmir on that, other poskim say, no, you're not machmir, why should we? And again, this comes down to how much should we paskin like Nevi Yehuda. If you really paskin like Nevi Yehuda chayadam, you can't put that on. If you say Mekra Din, we don't paskin like the Nodi Bihuda, and anything which is temporary, right, and anything which is built in is Derech Tashmisho, is Mutter, so then, or anything which is, weak like that is going to be Mutter, so then they'd be Mekel. Again, this is, Ribiat, you can go through, I'll just give you a list of 100 different examples.
What is the problem with the big hat for the woman?
What?
What is the problem with the big hat?
So again, if you paskin,
it's the sun, but it's like, probably it was so big, it's like, it's flapping in the wind.
So that's the problem. They don't flap so much, right? It's not like a... She didn't walk around with a bag on her head. You know, there is a certain level of firmness. When it's that big, it has to have firmness. Otherwise, it'll go, you know. Look, Zaya mamash. Zaya, ani melecha. Zaya chatzi meter v'kol kivun. It's like, you know, like it's made for the... It was, you know what it's like? You know, like the beehive hats? You know, like, you know... veil over it. It has walls, you know, like, it's like...
That's a Rosh Hashayachet.
I'm saying, it's mamish. It's a portable Rosh Hashayachet.
That's not a problem.
I know. I tell you. Anyways.
Beyond that.
The log or whatever is making an oil.
So that's another thing that the post can do.
You can go in a tent if it's there, right?
Correct, but...
So
but
I don't get all of this stuff at all.
Right, so that's another one of the things that people bring down is why is it usher if it's open before Shabbos? So you're just carrying it. So then the Ritva says it's the Ritva is a comment in a similar case that it's Mar Zion problem at that point because it is the type of thing that's meant to be made, right? Most people don't
know. Let's use the big flap at your store.
Fine, but you can't get the umbrella. You can't get out of the door unless it's closed. Everyone knows you closed it and then you opened it again.
Your hat,
right?
Story.
No, I understand the hat story.
Okay.
Again, but if you think that it's
the hat was made before,
yeah, Shabbos. but it wasn't over the person. It wasn't functioning as an oil. You're putting it on, right? The same as the sienna.
It's not an oil in
and of. Yeah, no, you'd have to leave it as an oil.
It's only an oil when you set it up as an oil,
right? You could leave. I guess you could leave it hanging. You could leave it hanging like by your front door, and then like you just drop.
I thought that the idea was making one.
No, because so that's what you see from Siana is that no, because when you have your hat like this, it's not an oil. You put it on top of your head. Achshav, it's an, you know, now it's an oil. So that's making it midrabana, not midaraisa.
Should have a conceptual difficulty with this. Anyway, but okay.
Okay, I mean, look, that's why I think the Mishnah Berurah says that even though it's against Rov Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch, the minhag is to make Kol HaKedel Yorabah, because it is a bit hard to swallow. But the truth is that on an authority level, right, Rov Rubov Poskim, Paskin, that it was a problem about, well, presumably because, you know, it wasn't on your head. It was, you know, lying on the side. Right. Okay. Let's move to Binyan B'Kalim. So what we're going to do the next week and a bit is Binyan B'Kalim. Look, there's too many things that overlap between Binyan, Soser, and Makor Patish. But the most halacha l'maaseh really is cans and bottles and stuff like that. That's what people ask about all the time. So I'm going to try to orient the rest of the time we have to answering that question. Like, not just today. We're going to go one more week for all types of scheduling reasons. A, because I can't keep in 3 weeks, and because, you know, Rector Schiener doesn't mind if he gets an extra week. It's a busy week. Okay, shine. So, Binyan B'Kalim. So, as we mentioned already last week or 2 weeks ago, the Yerushalmi seems to not believe there's Binyan B'Kalim at all. The Yerushalmi basically doesn't believe there's anything in Binyan except for in Karka, because Binyan classically is B'Karka. Everything that is in Karka is already in the expansion. So what about Binyan B'Kalim? So we have a machlokas in the Gemara whether there's Binyan B'Kalim or not. Now that may depend on whether you think yesh or whether bona has to be samud lekarka or not. However, as we noted from the Ataris Paz, that might not be true. Because if we learn bona from the Mishkan, so you could say any bona which is oriented towards a building has to be B'Karka. But there were also Kalim being built in the Mishkan, and therefore there might be a parallel track called Binyan B'Kalim. So what we have to do is figure out, is there such a thing as Binyan B'Kalim? What are the ramifications, lahalacha, in terms of Binyan B'Kalim? As we'll see, often, there will be no machlokas whether it's usher to do something. The machlokas will be whether it's bona or makabe patish, which seems academic, but as we'll see, is not necessarily academic. It might have real implications because it's possible that only bona has an inverse of soser, and makabe patish does not. That may not be true either. Moshe Feinstein denies everything I just said. That's the simple read of the sugya, but again, Moshe just denies everything I just said. Then we're going to have to talk about Asiyas Pesach, which is makabe patish, and then once we get all that together, we can try to understand cans, which might be bona, might be soser, might be korea, or might be makabe patish, or might be mutter. Those are your options, right? So, yes. It could be machateich. It could be zoreya. No, not zoreya. Pash does not. Mukta. It's always mukta. Everything's mukta.
The Torah would use the word binyan by these things. Like, the Torah used the word binyan by the Mishkan even. It says, also li migdash. I wouldn't use the word binyan at all.
Okay, but I mean, that's not a kasha, really.
No.
I mean, why? It's a Mishnah. I mean, we always have Mishnah Hebrew.
It's
Mishnah Hebrew. You can say whatever it was in biblical Hebrew, but they're saying what in the Mishnah's time they referred to as bona, right? Meaning that's
because the word binyan is found in the.
Does it come up in the Mishkan?
No, I think most of the verbs like. We cannot find in the Torah. It's like the Mishnah.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not Akasha. It's Mishnah Hebrew. But it's Mishnah Hebrew. But that's not a
Kamas and Mishnah. We're talking about Binyan, correct.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's Akasha, because in Mishnah Hebrew, what you called Hakama, in biblical Hebrew, you called Binyan in Mishnah Hebrew. That's not like a, you know.
I'm not sure where Binyan comes up in biblical Hebrew anywhere.
It does, but, right, we know, by Hashem building Chava.
Even as
a
bias.
Even as a
it says when you build a bias.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. You do have it.
Yeah.
You have it.
And it's clear it's talking about building a house.
Okay, fine. Still. No. Anyway, no, that's a gasha.
Right.
Okay, fine. So, number 5. Eli kasha kasha b'shamay or b'misalkin and such treason b'yom d'vishol matir naflachzir. So the Gemara brings a machlokas between b'shamay b'shilah whether or not you're allowed to put back in. Trisin is the same in modern Hebrew as it is in Mishnaic Hebrew. In English, there's window shade things like the you know what I'm talking about.
A tris,
yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It's not like a loose window shade. It's like the in the winter in the gush we just close it. You don't see light for 3 months. You know, it's like
it's an exterior shutter.
Yeah, there you go, an exterior shutter. Short. So he says, Alma, So the Gemara first tries to say this in Machlokin Simchas Yom Tov. The Gemara says no. Dilma lohi ad kan lo karmi yisrael ha chayel mishum den binyan bekelim vein stira bekelim aval hasam lo. Maybe the Machlokin between Bishel Beishamai is there or is there not binyan bekelim. Okay? And therefore, since we paskin like Beis Hillel, and I only gave you one of the sugyas, but this appears in many places in Shas, we would therefore paskin, we do paskin, ein binyan bekelim. What does it mean that we paskin?
What does sulkin mean? It means to remove completely?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but yes. Why is this like an issue of a kli?
So the Gemara is because it's not really a, it's not like into the wall. I'm not really sure exactly how it is into the window. Right, so the Gemara assumes it's kli. I don't want to. Yeah, I mean, it's clear that sometimes kli even refers to something which you might think is not a kli. But the Gemara presents this machlokas of yesh or ein binyan bekelim. Okay, does that mean it's mutter to build a kli on Shabbos? The answer is no. Right, you look at number six. The Gemara says a machzer mita shetarsim b'Shabbos chayv chatas. You put together this bed on Shabbos, you're chayv chatas. Meisvei machzer kotnei menorah b'Shabbos chayv chatas. And you have a case of putting together menorah, which is chayv chatas. The Gemara that we saw already in Daf Kof Beis, number 7, I'll shufta b'kuvina demara, if you put the handle into the shovel. Yeah, there you go. Rav amar mishum bonesh, Shmuel amar mishum makah b'patish. Rav says it's bonesh, Shmuel says it's makah b'patish. In number 8, you see the machlokas again. Rav Rav Yosef, Rav Shavayah, Hacham, Migdal She'etzah, Skina, Demar Savar Klihu, Ve'en Bin Mikhailim, Vinsir Bekhailim, Umar Savar Oalhu. Sometimes you have a machlokas about a really big box. Is it an Oel, or is it a, right, like these big closets? Is it an Oel, or is it a Kli? But the Gemara assumes that everyone, at least at this point, the Gemara agrees, Ein Bin Mikhailim. The only question is sometimes it's hard to figure out what a Kli is, and Rashi says, okay. What?
It's big enough for hide and seek.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think that's the machlokas. Okay. And that was something we already discussed, I think, a few weeks ago, right? That a kli, which is 40 sa'a, may be considered karka, and therefore has more chumros. So there's this machlokas in the Gemara, but we paskin ein binyan bekelim. So what do you do with the fact that it seems clear that there are certain kelim that if you build them on Shabbos, you're chayav? So how can we say that? So there's two basic ways of approaching this sugya. One is to say, Ein binyan bekelim, nikuda, sof sipur, that's it. There's never bona bekelim. Why does the Gemara sometimes bring up the possibility that building a kli is chayav on Shabbos? The Gemara already tells you, Shmuel, maka bepatish. We paskin ein binyan bekelim. It's usher to make a kli on Shabbos, but the reason is because it's maka bepatish, not because of bona. That's possibility one. Possibility two is kedarkam bakodesh l'rishonim to say tzvei dinim and binyan bekelim. Right, there's two types of binyan bekelim. Then they divide. I'll sort of give it away first, then we'll look at it inside. And then they divide. Some of the rishonim say it depends whether you do it bechozek or not, meaning do you do it tightly or loosely. Anything which is tight, binyan bekelim. Anything which is loose, ain't binyan bekelim. Very related to that is reassemble. Assembly is aser, right? But something which is not considered assembly is mutter. So like a folding chair, right? The difference the post can bring is the difference between a pack and play and a port-a-crib, right? They're both meant to be temporary, but a pack and play, the whole thing is attached. So it's snap, right? There's no assembly. You just, you know, push it down, as opposed to the crib is also temporary, but you got to sort of screw in some pieces. That assembly is usher, but, you know, something which is attached, and you just got to, you know, unfold it, or a folding chair, which is the kitzei traskal, is going to be mutter.
Changing the shape.
Correct. Or you're just using it. It's derech tashmisho. The way the Chochmei Svarad say it is there's a difference between what they call binyan bekelem and asiyas, kli. Right, making a kli is aser, but assembling a kli is mutter. Right, that they're.
But they use the word binyan.
What? Correct, because they say ain binyan bekelim aval yesh, but asiyah bekelim is aser mishum bone. Right, and asiyah is has more gravitas than binyan, and that is the position of the Chachmei Svarad. So Rov Rishonim take the position that there are cases in which bone there is bone bekelim. Rashi, in number 9, as you can see, is the sheet who says, no, there's no binyan kelim at all. Ein iser binyan v'sir b'kelim el b'batim, nizchayv v'binyan kol dehu. There's only binyan by houses. V'osek kli, ogomru yomta v'shabas, mishum makav v'patish shu d'mechayv. If you make a kli, you are liable, but because of makav v'patish, shuchi v'chol gmar malacha, because it's aser for every end of malacha, and that's it. You look at the Rambam, though, in 10. The Rambam says no. The Rambam, following his Shita before, says, no, there are certain times when there's binyan b'kelim. When is it? Right, if you remember the Evan Azel's take, if... Right, it depends. If it requires assembly of multiple pieces, then it's bona because it's medabek halakim. If it's a one piece, so then it's mutter because there's no madbik halakim. Right, so we write, v'chein al keach chalav, right, this was the cheese one. Right, remember, we already saw it. Look at 11. Just the Evan Azel's diok from him, which is the ikra malacha de bone who bone binyan shal karach yesh bo shnei yonim echad shu osa o kavua sheni shu mekabetz chelak al chelak. Right, this position of the Rambam that anytime you put pieces together, it is bone. Okay, parenthetically, by the way, I gave you because people were a bit bothered by the when we did this the first time around. That cheese is bona, and once if you paskin ain binyan bekelim, this gets worse, right? Because how could you say ain binyan bekelim v'yesh binyan ba'ochlan? That seems a bit weird, right?
It's hard cheese, man.
But the Miri actually explains it. He says v'magaben chay mishum bona afal pish amro ain binyan bekelim yesh binyan ba'ochlan. Miri just bites the bullet and says, what? Yes. He just says it's true. Rav Asher Weiss says, why would that be true? Why is it in a chanami? That's the case. Why? He says, v'efshar debeir adavar, the derech binyan hu b'chomarim, ki ikar binyan shu b'chomer vilvenim. He said, maybe what you get from the Rambam is that building is putting together, you know, building tool, you know, building, not tools, the raw materials, right?
Something.
Cheese, you are putting together raw materials and making something larger, right? That's what you do by a house also. At some level, it's more similar than, you know, snapping together your pack and play, which, right? Even though it's more significant, arguably, but he says, okay, I'm in a chomre binyan, I'll dover mushlam, shetaradum utkenet, a kli is a kli, right? Umuchana la anar adam, lefich en bin mekelem, it's already ready, it's already, the ain't it, dome le binyan. Vizeo shekadzer ishan, doosek, kli chadosh, Michomrim Shadain Elam Shem Kli, the Vikashar Homrim and Domim, Binyan, BMS, Yesh Ben Binyan, and whatever Rabbi said, unless you make it anew, right? Again, he postulates like those Rishonim, if you make something absolutely new and you're actually assembling something, so no Chanami, it's Bona, because then it looks like Bona, there are multiple pieces, but something which is already assembled, you just gotta, you know, put the pack and play together, is going to be Mutter, and it's not similar enough. It's similar enough to Bona.
That's why they call it bricks of cheese.
There you go. Okay. Okay. I will know parenthetically that the most extreme shita, but it has no resonance, lahalacha, at all in this sugya, is the shita of Balamor. The Balamor goes farther than Rashi and just says, ain binyan bekelim means, no one ever said that making a, ain binyan bekelim just means that there's no bone if you use kelim as your materials. It doesn't even weigh, right, meaning, right? If I decide I'm going to build a house of chairs, that's not bona, right? Because, you know, I pile up chairs, that's not bona. It makes a wall, big deal, right? That's not bona. But if you make a kli, right, that'll always be bona, right? He just reads the sugya in a totally different way, but no one talks about the Balmor, so I'm just going to leave it on the side. Okay, as I noted, though, you look at the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim, like the Rambam, suggests that sometimes there is bone in Bekalim. So Tosfos says, Alpha Gavdain binyan Bekalim, this is 14. Alpha Gavdain Kaimelan binyan Bekalim, Omari, Dainu Davka, Bach, Zaris, Bate, Treason. That's only if you're, you know, putting things back that are already together, a menorah shalchulios, or a menorah of pieces. Avo binyan Gamor, Machai Bekalim, Kamog, Bakarka. But if you put it, right, so Tosfos himself seems to make a difference between new and things that are meant to be unfolded. The rush, formulates it in terms of Chozek, right? He says, second line in 15, says, De'ein ba'umnus v'chizuk avamakam shiyesh umnus v'tikun gomor mechay v'kelem kamakarka. If it's loose, no binyan b'kelem. If it's tight, it's firm, it's not permanent. Permanent is the wrong word. If it's... Amid. It has...
Upstanding?
Structural integrity.
Structural integrity. Perfect. Thank you, Jay. Yes, if it's structural integrity, then it is also. The Ramban, as I said in 16, gives the answer that becomes favored by the Chochmei Svard. He says, V'yeshlan atar tzachirin bin mekelem hanimila b'klishin it barek. When we say there's no bin mekelem, that's when you're reassembling something that, you know, just came apart. You go menura shecholio. V'lachol usekli. But if you make a kli, and the Ron is even clearer where he says, sorry, he gets it from here. If you make it, omitakin kli mitzchilas, you make a new kli, ein lecha binyan gadol mizeh, that's as big a binyan as you can get. The ein zanikra binyan bekelim, that's not binyan bekelim, that's mutter, shrei eino kli, aval ose kli mikri, it's called making a kli. Yes?
I think it's used with English words building and manufacturing.
Okay.
The word manufacturing means to make by hand. That's the Latin origin. Okay.
I'm glad you know Latin. I didn't know that. You learn something new every day.
If you use those words, I think you might.
Right, you could. You could definitely.
Might help the conversation here.
Yeah, this reminds me. Sometimes Ramosha used to do this. Right, once he did this, it was ridiculous. He said. He would give a whole chakira, and then he wanted to like boil it down. So he said "Ivrit acheret," and everyone expected, okay. He's like "Ze home velo house." I'm like, okay, that is not Ivrit acheret. You know that. American-born masters in English literature at Hebrew U. You know that that is not Hebrew. Anyways, yes.
According to this definition of the Ramban, wouldn't a porter crib be okay? If you had something that was really...
Correct, according to
you're
the...
You're not making a new thing. It's designed to be put together.
Correct. So according to Tosos, be Asur. Right? According to Tosos, be Asur. According to the Rosh, be Asur. According to the Rosh, divided.
I don't know what Tosos said. I thought he was saying the Chozek thing also.
So some people say that Tosos is saying the same as the Rosh. Sometimes he is. I'm not sure which one he's saying. Rosh is clear. According to the Rosh, a porta crib, it better be strong and the kid's going to fall out. Right. So it'd be Asur. Right? According to the Ramban, in Ochanami, according to the Ramban, it might be there. Correct. According to the Ramban, it might be. It depends how much you think that now that it's disassembled, is it you making it again?
This is Nid Parik.
Correct, correct. Pasha, according to the Ramban, it wouldn't be Bona Bekele. That doesn't mean it's not Makapatish, but it's not Bona Bekele. In Ochanami.
But why can't you, in the Border Cube example, why can't you look at it as like your Mosef, like on a... Like on an awning, where this was already assembled, and all you did was slightly take it apart.
So it depends, right? If you take maybe you could say that if you took off one of it, but you took the whole walls apart, right? There's just a sheet.
I'm not
saying
it's like 15 pieces. I'm saying you pull out a screw.
And remember, all this is in terms of bone. Right, many of these cases, which will be mutter midin boner, are still going to be asur mishum makav patish. Why does that make a difference? Again, so pashtus, the reason it makes a difference is because you look at 17. So we paskin. Ain binyan misir bekelim, v'hanim yilish ain binyan mamish, trigon chavis. Hagash ainu machzeg is arbaim sa, right? That's, or we saw this, right? That we hold ain binyan misir bekelim. That's if it's not making something new, and it's not machzeg is arbaim sa. Shenishbira v'dibek, shivar v'zevez yachal shavar, likech mash v'zoch v'vach, l'chavin l'nakva nekev yafe, shi'ila pesach, dim kenavim takin mone. We're going to come back to these points. Look at Siv Zion. We'll get back to the nitty gritty of the inside. But look at Siv Zion. Shviras potachal shel tevos yesh matir v'yesh oser v'yesh lahatir v'yena Yehudi. Breaking these openings of boxes, some permit and some forbid. So the Mishnah Berurah says yesh matir sfir le dein shayach sham stira klal bekelim. If you're breaking a kli, so let's think about it. If one of the differences between bone and makav patish is, does it have a reverse malacha? Because Soser is undoing bone, but not undoing makav patish. So if you paskin like Rashi, it's always mutter to break a kli. If you paskin like Tosfos, you paskin like Ramban, then if you totally destroy a kli, presumably it is usher, because if it was usher to be osir kli, then it's Soser to be an osir a kli.
But isn't it Soser almanas livnos, and you can't do that?
Hold your thoughts, hold it, and that's why I said what I might, the Mishnah Berurah presents it as I just said. But Adam is right. What?
I hear what he said.
Okay, well, first let me say what the Mishnah Berurah said, and then I'll say what Adam said, which is probably right anyways. But the Mishnah Berurah presents it that the main nafkamina l'halacha l'maisa, And this is how Rabbi Ribiat does it also, between whether we paskin yesh or ein binyan bekelim, and whether we call asiyas kli binyan bekelim or maga patish, is whether you're going to have a potential problem in opening a can, right? Or a box, or whatever. Because if you think it's a kli, and you think ein binyan bekelim at all, like Rashi, so then it's mutter, because it's just maga patish, and there is no reverse for maga patish. So making it was usher, but destroying it is mutter lechatchila. If you think it's a kli, so totally destroying a kli, which would have been usher to make, might be usher. Now, Adam asks, that's why Shulchan Aruch says, you can be matir al yidei goy. Okay. Adam asks, wait a second, isn't it going to be a problem? In order for Soser to be chayiv, it has to be Soser al manas livnos, right? So, the answer, as the Achronim note, is in Hanami. If you just break a kli, it might be mutar midaraisa. That doesn't mean it's mutar midarabanan. If it's boneh, it could be also midarabanan. But if it's the reverse of makav patish, there isn't even also midarabanan because, right? Because
there is no.
Exactly. I mean, soser shalomanas livnos is also midarabanan mutar midaraisa. But the reverse of makav patish, there are no words to articulate. It doesn't exist. And therefore, it would be mutar lechatchila. And that would be the nafkamina. Okay. But this brings us to stira, okay? Derech acharit, but the truth is this is probably a better way of doing it. Soser is, pashtos, the reverse of bone. The way you see that is that, two things. One is that you're only chayev soser almanas livnos, midoraisa. And two is that you're only chayev soser almanas livnos bimkomo. Why you only chayev sosar manas livnos bimkomo? So the reason that the Rishonim, the way Rav Asher Weiss puts it, which is nice, right, which is a fair representation of the Rishonim there, I think, is if it's sosar manas livnos shalob bimkomo, really what you're saying is I'm destroying this building, and then I'm going to take the materials and I'm going to rebuild it. I'm going to rebuild a new building somewhere else, right? Now, even though it's constructive, it's not really. It's a wholly destructive act and a new constructive act that happens to use the materials from before. Right? If I destroy a building to rebuild it right here, right? So then the demolition is directly related to the rebuilding. But when you build it somewhere else,
I mean,
you're making
correct, but yeah. That's not really. That's really, you're saying, one, you know, if they would decide, I'm going to get rid of this building, I'm going to rebuild Or Chaim, you know, in Thornhill, where everybody lives anyways, right? Whatever. Right? So you'd say, this is the end of an era. It's the end of Or Chaim in the Clanton Park area, right? And it's the beginning of Or Chaim in the Thornhill area, right? At some level, it's not a shifting. It's a new... You know,
if they wanted to new, they would have built new.
They're using you use the bricks. It's cheaper. It's cheaper. But that's the point. Is that so? Seven. So
what's the difference? Where it is?
No, it does make a difference because
as opposed to the same place, the same placement,
place or the materials.
No,
it's the same place. Bimkomo. It has to be.
That means really, Soser is just preparing the space.
Correct. And according to that, what would come out is Soser isn't just constructive. It has to be the preparation to build, right? Mom is the preparation to build. And that's why, and I didn't get into this, but I didn't put this on the course because it's too, like, whatever. It doesn't have any nafkamin alach lamaisa, but conceptually it does. Machlokes Rambam and Rashi. Making a hole in the ground, is it boneh or soser? So Rashi says it's boneh, because I'm using it for something. The Rambam says it's soser. And everybody challenges the Rambam because they said, what are you talking about at Soser? You can't have a constructive Soser, right? The only way that Soser is constructive is if it's constructive to prepare the ground for construction. There's no Soser that is in and of itself constructive. That's called bone, by definition, right? Explaining the Rambam is a lumdish challenge in and of itself, but we don't pass them like the Rambam. Not least of because it goes against the Gemara, and you have to, like, not that that ever stopped us from trying to explain how the Gemara is explained by the Rambam. There's another, as Rabbi Bednarsh once said, if you're a good brisker, you have a machlokas between the Gemara and the Rambam, it's at least a machlokas shakul, and the truth is the Rambam probably has the upper hand, right? But halachal maisa, that's not how life works. In lamdas, maybe that's how it works, but halachal maisa, that's not how life works. You can see right better saying that. You can see right better saying that. Okay, shine. But
be your own.
Yes, exactly. But yes, what comes out is that pashtus is soser isn't just the reverse of bona; it's actually preparing the ground for the bona. Now that means, as Adam knows correctly, that destroying, unless you plan on using the can that you're opening, it's not going to be on the level of soser. It's probably not going to be soser daraisa. We'll see that it might still be daraisa, but we have to lay all the groundwork before we get to why it might be daraisa. But you're right, if you're not planning on using it to reconstruct the can, on that level it's pashas only derabanan, but it still be aser. If you think it's makab patish to build it, then it would be mutar lechatchila to destroy it. Yeah,
I won't say the name of the rabbi, but there's a rabbi who works for it, who I studied with sometimes Friday night.
And we've now narrowed the crowd, yeah.
who at the table.
Oversized Svarim? Oversized Svarim?
No, not Robert Price.
Okay. I love how that's, we know.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Who opened a can of Coke or whatever it was and poured and then threw the can away.
Yeah, well, and we'll see where that comes from. We're going to set the groundwork, and then we're going to get to it.
I guess to show that.
Oh, when I went to Wright Willig's house for Shabbos, I was like hesitant to open the cans, he thinks it's mutter, so he's like, "Nah, I'll be the Shabbos guy." And he goes and he just opens cans for fun.
That's not what he said.
Bottles.
That's not what he said.
I didn't throw them away. Like,
this no, he said.
No, I know. I understand. We'll see where that comes from. We'll see where that comes from.
I didn't know if I followed Dry Coke.
he threw it away.
So do we all. Okay, good. Shine.
You thought it was
what? I started the right price. It was not the right price, right? No, okay, good. Okay, fine. Fine. Shine. But yeah, so Soser is, in that sense, the reverse of Bona. Okay, therefore, if you can, what are we at? 19. Now, the truth is that pashtus is that the Mishnah Berurah is correct, right? That the question of whether you're allowed to be soser or kli depends on whether you hold yesh binyan mekayim. Look at 19. That's the pashtus. Tan rabbanan del shashida shel teva v'shel migdal notlin ava lo machzirin v'shel lo shel tanigal lo machzirin. The door of a box and whatever and the lul, so you can of the box you can take it off, but you can't put it on. And by the lul shel tana golan, you can't put it on, you can't put it back, you can't take it off, you can't put it back. Bishlam shel lul shel tana golan, whoever came in the mechaber ba'ari yishvin mekarka yishdir bekarka. So Gemara says, I understand why you can't put a door back onto a chicken coop. It's attached to the ground, and there's bone. El shashita teva shel migdal ma'ksavar ikzav yish binyan bekelim yishdir bekelim ve'i ein stira bekelim ein binyan bekelim. Right? It's a kli. There's no binyan. There's no soser. There's the right. Like the Mishnah Berurah said, Amar Rabbi lo olam ksever yesh binyan bekelim v'yishtir bekelim v'shenitlo ka'amar Amar lo ravash take chuvas bedavar chad and litlen ka'amar. So then the Gemara goes to a dion of exactly what's going on. We'll hold on that. But the first line, the Gemara's point is, yes, if there's bona bekelim, there's stira bekelim. If there's not bona bekelim, there's not stira bekelim. That's all there is to it. Despite the fact that it seems to be a Gemara mefereshet, we're going to see Rav Moshe Feinstein is going to reject this. Rav Moshe is going to pass and it's not true. Okay, and you have some evidence, right? That it seems like, yeah, it's mutter, right? So if you look in 20, shover adam asachav is lechol amena grogros. You're allowed to break open a barrel to eat the figs that are inside. Well, vachli skaven lasses clay. As long as your intent isn't to make the clay, right? You're allowed to break it. As long as you're not making clay, you're allowed to break it. And you will see. Yes, that's why many people can say cans are mutter. They might not, but. We'll get to it. Rashi says, "Shavar adam chavis malei grogros b'sakan v'sayif lechol min grogros dein mekalkos shul mitzvah b'shabbos." Said mekalkos is totally mutter. So everyone says, "Ah, what do you mean mekalkos is totally mutter? Mekalkos is asher midrabanan." So I gave you Rav Gigi in number 22, and he says, "I'll say it outside," but he says, "No." And this is what I said to Adam before. Rashi holds ein stira bekelim. Mekalkos is only asher of a malacha. But breaking a kli is the reverse of makah patish derech kilkol. That's a there is no words, so it can't even be asher midrabanan. Right? The reason Rashi can so easily say that breaking the chavis is mutter lichatchila because it's makalkel is because makalkel is only asher midrabanan of a malacha. But there is no reverse of bona, and since he holds. Sorry, there's no reverse of makah patish, and since he holds ain't been to mekelim bichlal. So destroying a kli, making a kli will be makav patish, but destroying a kli is below klum. It's just kilkul. It doesn't mean it's Soser derech kilkul. He means it's mekalkil without an address for malacha. That's mutter lechatchila. Yeah.
Something. If you say that stira can exist in derabanan without being almanasul gnos, so could it then theoretically exist in something where you can't be bona the thing?
Maybe, but it's hard, right? Meaning, because how many steps removed, right? If it's that's the problem. It's,
I don't know.
You could.
Where they go there.
You could look. If Rashi didn't say it, then if Rashi didn't say what he said, and we didn't have to explain it, you could theoretically. I think it's a fair read of Rashi that Rashi, right, thinks that, right. I mean, because why does he say it's mutlach
hatchila? Yeah, fine. Well,
I'm within Rashi. I'm saying within Rashi. I'm not saying it's impossible theoretically, but I think it's fair to say once Rashi does say what he says both times, I think it's a fair potential. And again, that's the Mishnah Berurah understands it, right? That. You know, this is the simple read of the Gemara, that there's a reversal like that. That there is, if it's, I mean, that's the simple read of the Gemara in Kochav Beis, right? That if there's no Binyan Bekelem, there's no Stir Bekelem, at least Mendaraisa. Okay. Fine. Okay, we have 4 minutes. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to skip and come back to 23 through 25, but I'm going to skip to Ramosha, because Ramosha says something fascinating. Ramosha, and this becomes very important. This is the context of opening packages. This is 26. Ramosha says, I'm just going to make a note for myself that I have to go back to 23 to 25. But Ramosha says, look, I don't buy this. And here's why I don't buy it. Because we pass like the Ramban and the Ran. And what do they say? The only time there's bona bekalim is osekli. But once it's a kli, ain bona. Stira bekelim is always bekelim. Meaning, what is the Ramban really saying? Ain binyan bekelim. Meaning, once something is a kli, bona doesn't apply to it. But to make something a kli, right? Yesh binyan likalim or something. I don't know, right? There's binyan to make a kli. But there is, once it's a kli, there's no bona.
That's
but he says, what?
That's consistent with the Balamar.
Because
he says that you could do stuff with kalim, you just can't make the
kli. Right, but so he's saying even within a kli, right? Once something's a kli, you can't have bona midaraisa.
So once you make it into a kli and then you do something, you make it into more of a kli.
Right, or you disassemble, you reassemble it, that's so never going to be midaraisa. Ah, okay. But then Ramosha has this fascinating conceptual deal. And he says, what's the problem? If that's true, can you have stira bekelem? No. Because stira bekelem is by definition
only when there's binyan.
Bekli. Because it's the kli's there. If you think it, you can only have binyan on the way to making a new kli, but not once there is a kli, then you can't reverse it. And therefore, Moshe says in 26, just look at the bolded parts, he says. And then we'll see where he gets it from. But just to sort of set the groundwork, he says, "Beinimu kvar kli la siyas kli shemashom rim bin mikelim udafka acher shekvar hu b'shem kli." Right? He's quoting the Ran. Right. So then, look at the next bolded part, and he says, "Shlom nischadish eze chashivos al adavar shareihu metaltkel kimitchila v'gamein chashivos malach al ma'asav me'achar shlom ma'asav nami haya b'shem kli." Right? He said, "What is he getting at?" Right. The reason is because it's significant when you're making a kli, right? Fine, and not when you're just rebuilding whatever he was. So then, if you skip down to after the ellipsis, lefize hu rak bibone. There's no such thing. You can never be chayav stiras kalim. Because it's always bikli, and therefore it's aser. Now, we're going to have to come back next week to this because it seems to be against the Gemara. Kasha. So what we're going to do next week, okay, this source is we're met for 2 weeks. Don't worry. It's not like I'm running that much behind. Is to understand the extent to which this is true, we need to do the sugya of mustiki, which we're going to do. And then we have to figure out, as we'll see, within Mako Patish, it's possible that making a kli is not the only problem. Another problem is Asiyas Pesach, bikli, right? Because even if making a clay isn't bone, isn't makom patish or bone under certain circumstances, making a nice opening might be.
Like opening the can.
Correct. That's why I said opening cans is a sugya which takes into bone, soser, makom patish, korea, machatech, theoretically, right? So we have to come back to the issue of asiyas pesach, which I put sources on asiyas pesach, and maybe it's mursa, and then the end. This is not as long as it looks. In 48, I just gave up on giving you all the primary sources on cans. I gave you Ray Jachter's excellent summary where he brings it all together. But next week, that's what we're going to do. We're going to finish Tirah B'Kelim, Asiyas Pesach, V'Chadome, do cans, and V'Idach Zil Gmor. You'll have to, for other things on Bone, Makabad, stuff like that, you'll have to do it yourself, you know, and spend, you know, 10 months in Bone.